Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. I told you I had a surprise for Thursday, and I do. I sure do. We're going to listen to an excerpt from the Book of the Moon today, and I have an even better surprise. In early May, I'm interviewing Stephen, and we'll hear from the author himself about the book. And the interview itself will take place on a day that he chose based on the moon. And speaking of, it enters Virgo today at 10:10 a.m. for those of you numerologists. Now, that's Eastern time. It may not be the time where you are, but it'll be 10:10 somewhere. Now, the void, of course, before the moon enters Virgo will be just a smidge over 2 hours. So that starts about 8 o'clock, and that will be a trine to the sun. So there's that favorable aspect that we talked about, the second one of the week, with the sun leaving the transit that it's in favorably. Now, before we go to the Book of the Moon, I'd like to just talk to the people who are coming to our event on Saturday, the webinar with Robert Glasscock at 4 p.m. Eastern, talking about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction for all of the signs and dialogue and your questions. We'll get it all in as we can. Everybody who has registered, we will be sending emails tomorrow and Saturday. So please check your spam junk box if you don't get something. Make sure it didn't go in there. And I think what I'm going to do is create a backup on Zoom. We're intending to use StreamYard. But I just want to make sure with as many people as we have registered that we have a good, solid backup. And I'll email the instructions on that and what we will do if there has to be a plan B. We can be a lot more effective with your questions and communication on the original StreamYard program. That's the link that you got. The YouTube link that you got is plan A. I'm just saying, if for some reason something happens, I just want a plan B. Then those of you who are not able to make it live, there will be a recording. It will be probably Saturday night that you'll get it. You'll be able to download it. That's for everybody. Everybody that registers gets the replay as well and the download. So I'll be communicating through email. Make sure you get them, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon. And yes, you can register right up to the time of the event. Just go to funastrology.com. Now, I had fun digging back into the well and coming up with another section from Stephen Forrest's The Book of the Moon. Would love to have you listen to this little stretch. 12 and 13. 12 signs in the zodiac and 12 months in the year. This pleasant symmetry puts smiles on the faces of astrologers. But people who enjoy taking the wind out of astrology's sails often like to point out that there are actually more like 13 lunar months in the year. Now, you've really got to read the fine print with this one. What kind of, quote-unquote, lunar months do they mean? When we consider the sidereal month, the cycle of the moon through one complete turn of the zodiac, our critics are correct. That approximately 27-day cycle does repeat slightly more than 13 times in a year. But as we pointed out earlier, the return of the moon to 14 degrees Capricorn 42 minutes, or any other particular degree, does not have the visual or emotional impact of a full moon. Our ancestors were surely much more aware of the moon's phase cycle than they were of the moon returning to stand next to a certain star. Before electricity, before there was anything but firelight, a full moon was a big deal. We could see at night. We could dance. We could make love under it. Quote unquote, returning to our senses literally always makes us better astrologers. And to our senses, it is the synodic cycle, not the sidereal one, that clobbers us. There are indeed just about 12 synodic, phase-to-phase, months in a year. The exact figure is 12.368746. Another way to say this is that there are about 12 full moons in a typical year. We can make a good argument that a 12-month year and the idea of a 12-sign zodiac all derive from this collective experience of the moon's phases against the backdrop of the year. Why are there 12 signs in the zodiac? The answer goes way beyond the moon's cycle. The area is very rich and brings us into the interplay of astrology and physics. I explored it in detail in my 1993 book, The Night Speaks, a meditation on the astrological worldview. But very probably, the notion of a zodiac composed of 12 signs first arose in the minds of our ancestors when they contemplated the yearly cycle of four seasons, embracing 12 full moons. This is obvious, and it naturally divides the circle of the year into 12 smaller cycles. No one knows for sure because the answer lies in prehistory, but this lunar observation is probably the real cradle of astrology. By the way, the standard elementary textbook explanation of why there are 12 signs is that the sun, moon, and planets, quote-unquote, pass through 12 constellations of stars on their way around the ecliptic. This explanation collapses instantly when we realize that cross-culturally, the constellations are far from universal, and that the only limit on how long that band of stars has been divided is the human imagination. Astrology's sacred number 12 comes from the moon, not from the stars. And keep in mind that you do not have to have a subscription to Audible to buy a book from Audible. They make it look like you do, but you don't. Basically, just go to Amazon and buy it over there and don't do the subscription piece. Or you can go to Apple Books if you have that. Well, it's, everybody says, the biggest astrological event of the year is upon us this weekend. So enjoy the energy, and we'll see you tomorrow and then set everything up. Merriman on Saturday as usual, and then the webinar Saturday afternoon. So looking forward to it. We'll see you guys. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.